without getting biblical here, Dorian, I want you to tell me your opinion of what angels are. What's this angelic realm all about?
Well, this is speaking as a lifelong clairvoyant. Many children see angels, and I was no exception. And I was fortunate to be raised by parents who helped me to keep my spiritual gifts alive, so I still see them. So as a lifelong clairvoyant and someone who studied all the different scriptures of all religions about spiritual guides and angels, what I'm convinced angels are is part of our physiological makeup. They are around our body, but every single person has these guardians with them in the same way that every single person has lungs and a heart and a brain. It's something that seems to be issued to all of us for our life force here on Earth. And these are not our friends or family who've passed on, although they can act like angels. These are egoless beings who are so pure and whose will is aligned with the highest purpose of all, which is peace.
Well, exactly. And, of course, when this universe was created, you contend that they came before the physical, I believe, right?
Yes. Well, the angels have always been here watching over the planet. They absolutely love all of the inhabitants, each one of us. And they are here to make sure our planet goes on, that everyone can get to the ultimate goal, which is peace on Earth, which I personally believe is possible. And each angel is trying to help the individuals that they're working with to be at peace, because they say one person at a time being at peace creates, voila, a world of peaceful people.
Now we'll get into Genesis, because I have to. These fallen angels. You know, now, to me, if angels are all good, how in the heck could we have fallen angels? How could we have this evil associated with them?
Well, it is a misnomer. And the term angel, meaning messenger of God, signifies that they are pure and can't change. But there are beings who are called fallen angels that are things such as earthbound humans who've not gone to the light and who are sticking around and causing havoc. There are definite lower energies out there that you call evil and very, very dark and demonic. Fortunately, they do not have as much power as the angels do, and it's one reason why you want to work with your angels and have them as your allies, even closer than they normally would be.
Now, wasn't Lucifer, though, one of those big fallen angels?
That's an urban legend, actually. The whole fallen angel, as written in the Bible, talks about this being called Samael. There's beings of light who went into the darkness, but they're not called Lucifer in the actual Bible. That story appears to have come from John Milton, who was in his day the Celestine Prophecy of its day. It was a novel called Paradise Lost. It's not part of the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible that I've read many, many times does talk a lot about angels in different forms, and you know, there's a lot of warnings in there, but it never once says that Lucifer was a fallen angel.
Why do the depictions of angels, Doreen, always have wings?
Well, that's interesting, and I actually posed that question to the angels since I do talk to them. And what they told me was that the early Renaissance painters saw their glow, or were connected to the glow around them, what we call an aura. And the best that they could create that sense of it was brush strokes, which later became wing-like. And so when people do have angel visions, which more people have these visions than you'd think, it's pretty common, the angels always appear with wings, but they do not use the wings like birds for transportation. They're a way of us recognizing them.
Do these angels walk among us now?
Oh, yes. And actually, in my new book, Saved by an Angel, one of my favorite chapters is the section about help from mysterious strangers. And one of the reasons I love this is because this is happening more and more. As I travel around the world giving workshops, I'm always talking to people about their angels. And increasingly, just in the last 5 years, I'd say, more people are reporting that they're having these mysterious strangers show up from out of nowhere and either do a life-saving intervention and then disappear without a trace, or deliver a message that that person needed to hear that implies that the stranger knew a lot about them and, again, is untraceable. And a lot of these stories, George, are so remarkable because angels are showing up with emergency vehicles, or they're able to lift cars out of snow or off of a person. And then sometimes these angels are giving out business cards even. I mean, they're real people.
What do they say?
They say
the
usually
cards.
Mike or Michael, and they've got an address and a phone number. When the person who received the card tries to thank their rescuer later, there's no such person at that address, or there's no address.
Or the phone number doesn't work, probably.
Exactly. So the angels aren't shy. They're making their identities known. They're not trying to be so like a superhero, you know, hiding their identity. They want us to know they're here. And they're being more and more bold, I think, as we're nearing 2012 and so many are getting afraid, just to let us know we are watched over and protected.
And then wings, what do they do if they're walking among us? Do they kind of tuck them in, or
when
what
happens? When they appear to us, they almost appear like normal people. I say almost because every story I've received of one of these mysterious strangers shows that the person's always dressed oddly. Either they're dressed like a homeless person, or they're dressed too dressed up for the situation. They never blend in. And almost always they say that the angel person has very exotic, unusual eyes. Very often they're blue or glow. There's just something really different about this person, and they have a calming effect when you meet them.
Interesting. Now, these angels, some people, I'm convinced, have confused angels with ETs or ETs with angels, right?
I agree. Well, I think in some ways there's so many different, I don't know if you want to say breeds or races of beings from other galaxies, as ETs, if you will, because they're not from our terrestrial area. And I believe some of them are acting like angels on this planet, and because they have a vested interest in Earth staying intact and helping all of us and watching over what they call the Garden of Earth. And so I do believe that some of the angel experiences probably are ETs. I also believe some of them, I'm getting reports, are from really helpful, regular humans who, when they fall asleep, they put an intention out there that they'd like to go help others while they're sleeping. And so their souls travel, and then people in a different time zone who are awake connect to them like they're angels. But it's really
I believe that.